Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Cases of hand, foot and mouth disease have climbed to 168 in KZN. Health officials say eThekwini's recorded the highest number of infections with 120 confirmed. Most reports have come from schools and daycare centres. The department says the viral infection, which primarily affects children, causes flu-like symptoms, blisters and swollen hands. Pediatrician Spekezelo Klope says the disease is contagious.
So if you have been in contact with a person that have this condition, you are advised to isolate and see whether you haven't contracted that disease or not. And those who are already infected are also advised to stay at home so that you don't spread the disease to other people.
She stressed the importance of maintaining good hygiene.
How is it prevented? It's to make sure that you do a proper hand washing with water and soap for at least 20 seconds if you are exposed or if you have the illness yourself. Make sure that the surfaces are cleaned with any disinfectant that you have at home. You can even use Jik or any other disinfectant you have at home.
Police in Gauteng are searching for the security personnel of a popular Pretoria nightclub where footage of a violent incident there went viral online. Detectives say a group of men was alleged to have been tortured and sexually abused at Zanzu nightclub. The establishment attributed the abuse to a security company it claims it has since fired. It says security staff used excessive force in response to accusations of cell phone theft. Three complainants have come forward. Police are investigating charges of assault, kidnapping, rape and sexual assault. Community safety officials in Tshwane have strongly condemned the violent assault. Here's the mayoral committee's Hannes Kutsia.
We urge all victims and witnesses to come forward and to cooperate with the law enforcement. No one should suffer abuse in silence. We also welcome the compliance inspection of the establishment to ensure full accountability. The safety and dignity of our residents remain a top priority. Law and order will be upheld and criminality will not be tolerated within the city of Tshwane.
And in Canada, a Delta Airlines jet with 80 people on board has crash-landed at Toronto's main airport. Officials say at least 18 people were injured. No explanation's been given on the cause of the crash or how the plane ended up flipped with its wings clipped. The jet was coming from Minneapolis. Here's Toronto Pearson Airport CEO Deborah Flint.
There was no loss of life, and this is in due part to our heroic and trained professionals, our first responders. Delta Airlines Flight 4819 from Minneapolis to Toronto was involved in a single aircraft accident upon landing at Toronto Pearson. The plane was carrying four crew and 76 passengers, among them 22 Canadians. The other passengers were multinational.
Durban 32 degrees today, Maritzburg going up to 28, Richards Bay 29. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.